This is the Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. Now, here's Sue Freeze.
So I'm going to start with prayer because I need it. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift up this time. And Lord, I just ask that you guide my words. Let my words be your words. Help me to have discernment. The Holy Spirit, please come upon. Please be in the room. Please help with the delivery of the message that you want delivered, Lord. That this is your show, not my show. And Lord, for the ears to hear and for not just to hear, but action to change, emotion to cause motion. I love that because that's when true change happens, is when we have emotion. And I have found being in church, Lord, that when I feel so emotional that I know it's the Holy Spirit just coming upon me and helping me with feeling. Lord, I just ask that you help the listeners feel. I just desire that for feeling. You know, we get so in our heads so much that it's time for us to just feel from our hearts. Lord, I just ask that that happen. In Jesus' precious name, amen. So we are on Facebook. Hey, everybody. Wow, look at that. Thank you for joining today. And the Sue Freeze Show, if you want to connect with me, I would like for you to go to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, one word, .com. And when you go there, there is so much that you will find. You will be able to pick out podcasts, 8.5 years of them. We just changed my Sue Freeze website, and so it's all there as of this morning. So I'm very excited about it being there. People are saying, you haven't updated your podcast for a while. It's all there. We also have the IMs, and I've talked about the IMs so many times, but still people are saying, what is that? And so what the IMs are, it's what Jesus says about you, because so many times in our life, we have people that are talking to us and maybe not saying the best of things, and it causes us to maybe change our belief system. And we want to change our belief system, but we want to change it to how Jesus sees us, how God sees us, because he loves us. And we want to see through his eyes. And I pray that I have his eyes to see other people, because sometimes my own belief system can cause me to believe different than I should with people that I meet. So I want to see people through God's eyes. And we should all be praying for that. Hi, Steve. So glad you're joining today. That's awesome. So, you know, when I was thinking about what to talk about today, and I asked the Lord, you know, what should I talk about today? And what came to mind that was so strong is things that are going on in my life right now, because there's lessons that we learn, this journey that we're on, there's lessons that we're learning. And sometimes lessons are easier than other lessons, but we need to learn from them. And so I asked the Lord to reveal, what is the message, Lord? What is it you're trying to teach me through this? And right now I can tell you, I run a business. I have 80 employees, and we are on a hiring frenzy right now. So if you are looking for a career, not a job, please look up termitelady.com. And there's a page there for applicants. So you can fill out an application and send it in, and then we'll call you and be persistent. Don't give up. Just keep on keeping on. But when we're doing things, we just want to make sure that we're doing things the right way. And so when I was asking the Lord about the business things that are going on with me and personal things that are coming on and then the ministry things that are happening, it's like I feel like I'm fighting a four-part war. And I'm saying this because maybe you can relate to this right now, or maybe in the future, or maybe in the past. You know, we things are not always smooth sailing, at least not in my life. I don't have that kind of life. So I'm every day I'm choosing the battles that I can fight, and I'm trying to distinguish between what is something I can do something about and what is something that's beyond my control, and then realizing and putting things in perspective that I'm victorious because God says that I'm victorious. And that's one of the things on the IMs that I was suggesting that you download off the Sue Freeze site, because there are 3 pages of IMs there. And we want to know what God says about us, because that's going to give us the strength we need to endure through whatever it is we go against or come across. And there's days when we have the best days. They're happy days. Things are just joyous, and they're just full of beauty and wonder and happy and smiling and laughter. And then there's those other days that are not like that. They are tough, just tough. And I'm in one of those places right now. Rick Warren, wonderful man, godly man, he said something once in a function that I was attending. And he said that life is like railroad tracks, and there's two tracks. And our lives are, we can have really good things happening here, and we can have bad things happening here, and they're simultaneous. It's not one or the other. A lot of the times they're together. And, you know, it's great because then we have that, oh, wow, this is really cool, but oh my gosh, I still have this thing over here. But it's better than having, oh my gosh, I have this thing over here and I have this thing over here. And in my life right now, I have a lot of the, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And a lot of that is, see, when we're doing good, when we're doing things for Christ, the devil doesn't like it. And the devil is real, at least in my world, the devil is real. And he's going to do whatever he can to get me off track. He's going to try to knock me off where I'm supposed to be going. The goal to win the prize. What's the prize? What's the goal? That was another show that I had earlier. You can podcast it and listen. But we have to understand the race we're running. We have to understand the goal that we're going towards, because there's so many things that come along during our daily walk that can knock us right off of our target. And so right now, I feel the devil is really working. And I rebuke him in Jesus' name, and he is defeated in Jesus' name, and I am victorious in Jesus' name. But I still have the battle. I'm still fighting this battle, and it's more than one battle. I have got four battles going on simultaneously right now. And there might be more than four. There's four that I know of. There's probably more happening. And every day I walk into work, and I try to prepare myself to be the good soldier and to be a godly woman who walks in and just, you know, has her tude in line. And then I can still have peace within me, even though there's a lot of turmoil around me. Some of you can relate to this. Maybe some of you can't, and God bless you. But those that can relate, because the more you take on, the more that you are responsible for, the more sacrifice and the more attack you're going to have. And right now I feel like I've got a lot on my plate. And it's my choice, but it's because of my heart that I want to do what God wants me to do. And I want to be the kind of person that God is grooming me to be, because not always does everybody understand that. And I've said so many times that the dark places is preparing you for the next assignment. So we have to learn the lesson so we can move and promote to the next assignment. Hi, Alicia. So today's show, my headset, I think I need a new one or something. But anyway, today's show is 10 biblical keys to staying positive in the midst of trials. Are you going through trials right now? Are there trials in your life? Are they personal? Are they business? Are they both? Are they financial? Are they spiritual? Are they physical? We need to ID them. We need to ID what they are. We have to understand what it is we want, what we need, and then we have to figure out priorities. The priority thing, we can get knocked off our priority so easily. We really can. And to stay on target, to stay online, is a tough battle sometimes, especially when we're not clear about what it is we're trying to accomplish. When I have people come on my show, the Sue Free Show, first thing I ask them is, well, first, you know, what's your name and, you know, how are you? But then after that, it's, what is the goal for today? What is it we're trying to accomplish in this 1 hour show? Because I want to make sure that what we're here for is in alignment with God, number one, but also that we accomplish the goal that we set out to do. And so many times we get up in the morning and we go through the normal things and we have our habits that create our life. Our habits create our lives. Our lifestyle, everything is in our habits. It's in the day-to-day, the moment-by-moment choices we make. Side note. But we want to make sure that whatever it is we're here for, that we accomplish that goal. Everything else is frill. Everything else is just the extras. And the extras are important. They really are. The joy of the Lord be your strength. Are you joyful? Are you thankful? Do you have a thankful heart? I am so thankful. I'm so thankful that I'm right here right now. I'm so thankful that I have the family I have, that I have a home to live in, that I have food on the table, that I drive a pretty nice car, the Volkswagen, but it's a nice car. I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I'm walking, because there was a time when we weren't sure if I was going to be able to walk. So I'm thankful for the surgeon that put my leg back together again. I'm thankful for everything that happened up until this point, because Sue Freeze is Sue Freeze because of what happened to Sue Freeze growing up. I just put in for the 23andMe because I want to find out more about who I am and what I'm made of as far as, you know, all those generational things and whatnot. You know, I don't even know. People say, well, you know, what are you? I ask, who are you? But there are people that are saying, well, what are you? Are you German? Are you Swedish? Are you Irish? You know, and I'm like, I don't know. Really? I've been told, but I don't really know. And so I'm going to know. And I think that's great for us to know. I think it's good, especially when you have kids and whatnot, you know, to give that family tree and to figure out all those pieces. If we can do it, why not? It's great. So 10 biblical keys to staying positive in the midst of trials. This is written by a Joshua Infantado in September of 2017. Give credit where credit is due. I love that. Trials, obstacles, problems, dilemmas, challenges. These are just some of the unpleasant words to describe the different situations in life that may send us off from our comfort zone. I'm definitely out of my comfort zone. How about you? Are you out of your comfort zone right at the moment? Whether we face relationship, financial, health problems, there's no doubt that we can easily be discouraged. When the storms of life hit us, how do we stay positive? This is so where I'm at right now. Sometimes I'm going to be honest with you because that's me. I want to be real with you. There are times I don't even own a punching bag. But there are times when I wish I did have one. I'd probably hurt my knuckles, but I'd really like to just punch something. I just get so upset and so frustrated with people, situations, and I just want to hit a punching bag. I just want to get some of that energy out of me. I really just have that feeling of just aggressiveness because I want to stay peaceful, but there's times when I just want to scream. I don't know. Can you relate? Can you relate? Anybody out there? Can you relate? Let me know. Please let me know. FaceTime Live, you know, that you get the people that are watching, and I just wish they could say something because I'd really like to hear what they have to say right now. And listen, if you want to talk to me, I welcome that. I welcome that so much. I used to have a live show and now I don't because my weekends became all about radio and I spent, I think it was 7 years of live Saturdays. So all my Saturdays were taken up live, and I decided that I would not do that for a while. So I haven't done it for a while, and now I'm kind of getting this little itch that I want to go back and do it again because I love having that contact, you know, voice to voice. And so in the meantime, until I do that, if you want to talk to me, if you want me to pray for you, if you need a resource, contact me by going to Sue Freeze, spelt like fries, oneword.com. The website's just been changed over. It should all be working, hopefully, please God. And go there and connect with me. And when you go there and connect with me, just tell me what it is that's going on. You know, if you need prayer, if you need a resource, whatever it is. If you have a suggestion on a topic to talk about, if you have a suggestion on how I can be better on this show, how I can better serve you as a listener. I really want to know how to be better. I strive for excellence. I'm not perfect, never will be, maybe in heaven. But for right now, I strive to be better than I was yesterday. I strive to be better than I was an hour ago. I really do. I'm scanning things. I'm asking people, what can I do better? How can I serve you better? Okay, I have 80 employees right now. I have 7 offices, lots of trucks for Ecola out there. And I can tell you, it's not easy. It's not easy to keep everybody happy. And sometimes, have you ever felt misunderstood? Have you ever felt like you just weren't understood? And how does that feel? Your heart's in the right place. You're doing the right thing. You're doing the best you can with what you have. And people misunderstand what you're doing, why you're doing, how you're doing. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, if you explain it, are they really going to capture it from your point of view? Because they have their own point of view. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult. I feel like I'm pretty good at articulating a win-win. And I always look for negotiations where there is a win-win. I want to know what it is you want. I want to know what it is I need to have. And then we try to work it out and meet in the middle somewhere. But it doesn't always work out. And I wish it did. You know, I'm thinking, gosh, did I just not explain it well? Did the expectations, were they not clear? Did we not meet expectations because they weren't clear or because we just failed? And I'd like to think that we're good communicators and that we express that right, but not always do we. Sometimes that can cause more strife and it can cause more trials, right? And the more you put on your plate, the more trials you're going to have because you got to handle all these people and take care of all these things. And I don't know, I explained to my management team, I have, I don't know, maybe 25, 30 plates spinning at all times. And I have to, you know, leave this one because it's spinning okay, but I got to run over to this other side because I got to spin this plate. And I'm asking my management team, what plate can you take off mine? You know, can you take some of these plates away? Because I'm exhausted just keeping these plates spinning. That's the visual I have. And everyone has a name. Every plate has a name. And I'm going, okay, now what? Now what? So I don't know if you can relate, but it's not easy. And that's the business, and that's the employees of my business, and they are important to me. So with that being said, that's one of my trials. That's a trial I have, is trying to keep everything afloat with the wage going up, with sick time more, with people just wanting more, and you know, some people just not understanding what it takes to make a business run. And how this affects that. And overtime, drive time, trucks, gas, everything. It's just all these expenses, insurance. And to try to keep all that going, but you don't want to raise prices. Because you raise prices and then everybody gets upset because you're raising prices. But you want to keep good help so that the service gets done right. Dilemma. Any business owners out there that can relate to what I'm saying right now? Oh, it's not easy. It's not easy. So key number one, accept that trials are a part of life. Really? Yes, let's accept that they are a part of life. We're going to have trials. Sometimes one of the most astonishing attitudes of Christian is being surprised when they experience troubles in life. Okay, that's not just Christians. I think that's just anybody. But this is from a Christian standpoint, I guess. They see problems as a strange thing. While it is true that life is unpredictable, we need to understand that problems are a normal part of life. Okay, I'm just going to put my two cents. I think problems are a part of life, but I think sometimes we cause them. And it's much better to think Steve, my boyfriend, he says to me, what's predictable is preventable. If it's predictable, it's preventable. And that's so good, and I remember that. And Bill Conine, a dear friend of mine, he says, you get what you tolerate. Ow. But it's true. We get what we tolerate. So problems, yes. Can we cause some of them by just not thinking, being proactive and thinking, or maybe not communicating as well as we could? Can we cause things to be worse instead of better? Yes. The answer is yes to that. All right. So the question is, when there is a problem, what do we do? It might tell us here on this in this article, but I'll say for me, I have to identify there is a problem and then ask, what is my part? What is my part in this problem? Okay. So that's my two cents. That's all it's worth. Anyway, the Apostle Peter tells us, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, 1 Peter 4:12. Peter was very much aware that problems will come to your way, whether you are ready for it or not. We need to be realistic. No one is exempted to life's challenges and trials. Even Jesus Christ himself suffered to the extent of experiencing the most gruesome death the human mind could ever comprehend. Christ said, flipping the page, remember the word that I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you. John 15:20. Remember that. The sooner we accept that trials are a normal part of life, then we can prepare for the worst thing to happen in our lives. Key number two, realize that all things work together for good. That's an interesting one from a perspective of mine, is that sometimes in the middle of things when a child is sick or something happens and we're going, oh my gosh. And I hear people say, if there's a God, how can he allow this to happen? And then I watch things unfold. I watch things happen. We had a preemie baby in our family. And for a long, long time, we weren't sure. It was twins. One of the twins died. And then one of the twins made it, Elijah. And Elijah is doing well now. But there was some real tough times there. And during that time, I watched this family draw nearer and nearer to the Lord. And they weren't really near to the Lord before this. At least I couldn't outwardly see that. I'm no judge. I'm not. But from the outside, looking in, to see the transformation in their belief system and their faith was amazing. And I know that that touched a lot of people that might otherwise not been touched. So to watch things happen and to watch things unfold is pretty amazing to see that all things work together for good. For whose good? We need to remember that no matter what happens in our lives, we can have the confidence that God is in complete control. He's always in charge. Romans 8:28 tells us, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. Now, when I describe my show, I say Sue Fries, pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And the reason is I always told my children, who are now 30, almost 33, Tiana will be in a couple weeks, and 35, I say that God created you for a specific purpose, and I'm looking really so forward to seeing how God works out in your life. And that goes for every single one of us, that we were each uniquely made. You were uniquely made, and God has a specific purpose for your life. You need to figure out what that is, ask God to provide it and make it known to you. But you have a purpose. My purpose is to serve, which I'm doing right now. I did not realize my purpose was to teach. I never considered myself a teacher, but I've discovered that I am a teacher because I'm here on the radio. And I am. I feel like I'm sharing. I'm sharing my heart. I'm sharing God's heart with you. And I feel like I'm serving, but I'm teaching. And isn't that what teachers do anyway? You know, they're really underpaid, in my opinion. Just saying. So we're going to go to a break in a few seconds. So I'm trying to figure out, okay, what do I do? I'm going to just read this. Notice, we can hold on to this verse as long as we love God. We are part of God's plan of salvation, and we can have the assurance that God will work all things out, though we might not understand exactly why we are suffering right now. We can always be happy with the thought that everything will eventually fall into its proper place. We can come to the point when everything will make sense, be it during this lifetime or in the life to come. We will be back with more of the Sue Fries Show right after this brief break. Hi, this is Sue Fries, the termite lady from Ecola Termite and Pest Control.
And I'm Tyson Fries, Sue's son, and also work at Ecola. I understand why Ecola is Southern California's number one alternative pest control company. As a child with asthma, my mother made it her number one priority to protect me from harmful chemicals and contaminants.
I wrote a book about it called Learning to Breathe, about a love without bounds and a fight I refuse to lose.
I'll always be thankful for my mom's love and strength during this struggle, which essentially saved my life. I'm proud knowing my mother and Ecola cares for our customers like my mom cared for me.
We are offering $100 off any termite work and $50 off pest control for new customers. Just call 877-332-BUGS for details. That's 877-332-BUGS.
Or online at termitelady.com. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
Love you, Mom.
Ecola Termite and Pest Control, 877-332-BUGS. Bugs.
All right, it's David James. My friend Sue Fries, the termite lady from Ecola, is here. And Sue, you were just telling me that allergies and termites have something in common?
Dave, if you have a problem with termites in your home, but also suffer from allergies and chemical sensitivity, we offer an array of termite control services that will be able to solve your problem without putting your health at risk. Our Ecola heat process uses extreme heat instead of chemicals to kill and remove termites and any other pests that may be infesting your home.
Yes, and you were telling me about the awesome electro gun treatments. It sends electricity through the wood? And you use it as part of your termite control services?
They're very effective. So if you are concerned with your health and are sensitive to chemicals, know that we have an array of options for termite control.
Don't sacrifice your health or the health of your home. Call Ecola Termite Pest Control Services now. 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS or termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
You're listening to The Sue Freeze Show, the pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And here again is Sue Freeze.
Thank you so much, Ecola Termite and Pest Management Services, for sponsoring this show. I really appreciate Ecola for doing that. If you need a termite or a pest control service, please don't hesitate to either email termitelady.com or go to the phone number that was mentioned. If I can see it, it's 800-877-332-2847, which is BUGS. And we're talking about, you know, things that happen in our lives and how do you keep smiling? How do you just keep fighting the good fight? How do you keep doing that? And I'm in the middle of this right now. I am so in the middle of this right now. And it's so difficult sometimes. But I have to remember who's in control. I have to remember that I can only do what I can do. And that I have to piecemeal sometimes. I have to look and say, okay, what is it I actually have to face right now? I have to just buckle in and I have to figure this out. You know, whether it's a legal matter or a financial matter or a, you know, whatever it is. And we just have to dive in and attack whatever it is and get it done. Okay. And when you have multiple things that have to get done all at the same time, you're going to have to prioritize. You're going to have to figure out what's most important. Not what's most urgent, but what's most important. Getting my taxes done. Oh, I'm not looking forward to it. Luckily, I got an extension, but that doesn't give you a chance to just breathe. You just got to still get it done. So I don't know. Can you relate? Okay. So we're on key number 3. We can handle any trial that comes our way. Do you believe that? Do you believe, listener, that you can handle any trial that comes your way? Now, I don't know what your trial is right now, and you might be shaking your head. No, I'm picturing somebody saying, I don't know why I can't do it. And I have to tell you, I don't know your trial, but God does. That's number one. And I also can tell you that there's been many times in my life, I'm past the 50 mark, and there's been many times in my life where I've faced things that I thought, there is no way I'm going to be able to get through this. There is no way. I don't know how to handle this. I don't even know what to do right now. And I can tell you, I'm still here. I'm still living. I'm still breathing. And I actually have a pretty good life. I still have, you know, battles. I still have trials and tribulations. But I got through it. And what I realized is that it just made me stronger. It made me stronger. It made me realize that no matter what comes my way, with God right with me, that we will get through all things. Greater is he that's in me than he who's in the world. And I must say that daily, at least once, two times, 10 times. It depends on how tough I'm having it as a day. But I have to remember that, number one, I'm victorious because the battle's been won. Because Jesus says that in his I ams. And greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Hi, Susan Bondi. Love you. All right. So do you know that God will not give a trial that he cannot bear? No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. I'd like to give the address so you can go there and look and see if there's something in there that, well, obviously there's lots in there that can help you. What am I saying? But I want you to know the verse, because maybe you need to lean on that verse. Maybe that's the verse that you need to hold on to for right now. I have verses like that, verses that I need to hold on to because they give me the strength I need to endure what I'm going through right now. And life is different. Trials are different. Things are different. Did you grasp the full meaning of this verse? God is telling us that he will only give us a trial that we can handle, even though we feel like it's more than we can handle. I've said that so many times to the Lord. Lord, what are you doing? You say you won't give me more than I can handle, but it feels like more than I can handle right now. There's been times where there's been guys that have worked for me, and they ended up saying that they were thinking about leaving, and I'm like, how can I survive without that person? He just brings so much in and all that. And then they leave and it's like, wow, It might be that I get two people in place of the one person, but they bring more. They bring new. They bring something different in that maybe that was needed. So I look at it and go, okay, maybe it's okay. I don't sweat the small stuff anymore, and that's the small stuff. It used to be a big stuff. Now it's a small stuff because I've endured because of the Lord allowing me to go through that. It's pretty neat. I hope you caught that little black golden nugget right there. All right. Did you grasp? Okay, that's all right. Therefore, if you feel like your burden is too heavy, that is how much God believes in you. Oh, wow. That's a new way of thinking, right? This burden's really heavy. God must think you can handle it. Be thankful because God is showing you that you are strong enough to handle such a problem. I never thought about it like that, but he must think I can handle it, even though I'm feeling like, oof, I don't know if I can. I don't really want to. Can you say that sometimes? It's like, I don't want to fight this fight right now. I don't want to go through this. Hi, Kevin. You can have the confidence that God will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. Now, if you give up too soon, how can you witness God's miraculous power of making a way of escape? How can you see how God will solve your problem? How can you witness the way God will fight your battles for you? Therefore, be steadfast, patient, and courageous. I like that word, courageous. Why? Because God will make way. Key number four, count it all joy. I can tell you firsthand, there are times when I don't feel like count it all joy. I don't feel like that sometimes. Sometimes I just feel like, oh, I can't stand this right now. But how could we look at it differently and look at it from a joy standpoint? Okay, just from today, I can say, boy, God must think that I can handle this. Boy, that's pretty good if he thinks I can handle that. There's joy in that. He believes in me enough to think that I can handle a really tough situation. That's pretty cool. I like that. The typical human response to trials is depression, anxiety, panic, frustration, remorse, and bitterness. That word bitterness, I just never want to go there. How about you? Anything I can do to prevent me from going there, because I've been around bitter people, and I can tell you it ages you. It just kind of draws all the energy down. And I don't want to be bitter. I want to forgive people that have done me wrong. There's even people listening right now that I feel like, darn it, I wish things could be different. But that's okay. I really would like it to be different. But I don't want bitterness. And how do you prevent bitterness? By forgiveness. It's forgiving those that have trespassed against you and for choices you've made to forgive yourself. Because sometimes you can be your worst enemy instead of your best friend. And you'd really need to look at that. And if there's work to be done there, do it. Do it. Get released. Get freed. Whatever bondage that's there, just let it go. Somebody needed that. So there you go. However, that is not how God wants us to handle problems in life. We need to have a mindset that runs contrary to our human nature. Instead of dreading the trials that come our way, we need to count it all joy. Sounds counterproductive. But it is really what we must do. Every time we face trials, we read... This is for me. How about you? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. Okay, I'm going to have to memorize that one. I'm going to have to keep saying that. Count it all joy when you're facing trials. Okay, James 1, 2. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you, but rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy, not just joy, but exceeding joy. This is 1 Peter 4:12 and 13. Blessed are you when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Matthew 5:11-12. Notice that we are not just to be joyful, but be exceedingly glad, to be filled with an indescribable feeling of joy, blessedness, and happiness. This is how we can stay positive even when we are in our darkest hour. Now, in reading that, he's saying to have an indescribable feeling of joy, blessedness, and happiness. Okay, to be filled with it, to be filled with it. How do we do that? You've got legal matters, you've got financial matters, you've got spiritual attack, you've got all of this, and it's saying indescribable feeling of joy, blessedness, and happiness. Okay, so I'm going through my 60 years of experience here to say, how does one do that? How does one do that? In my opinion, you can't do that without the love of Christ, without Him being with you. It's just impossible to do. And even then, it can be a struggle sometimes. So we have to remember who we are. We have to have a belief system that we understand that the battle's been fought and won and that we are victorious in order for us to feel that joy, that blessedness and happiness, and to understand that God must have felt that we were strong enough to handle whatever it is we're enduring right now and feel good about that. Feel good that God thought enough to say, she can handle it or he can handle it when we're feeling like we really can't and we don't want to. You're listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. Thank you, San Diegans, for listening. Thank you, Venturians, for listening. Thank you up to Santa Maria and San Luis Obispo for listening, Santa Barbara, Inland Empire, Orange County, LA. Thank you so much. And with the internet, thank you all over the world. Thank you for joining the Sue Free Show and being a part of this today. And I'd love to connect with you by you going on Sue Free's, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go there, connect with me. I really, really, really would love to connect with you. Let me know what's going on. Let me know if you need prayer. Let me know if there's anything that I can do to help you, because that's what I'm here for. Key number 5, look for the lessons from your trials. One of the reasons why God allows us to suffer is to teach us valuable lessons in life. Every time we face problems, instead of asking, why me, God, why me? We rather ask, what's the lessons we must learn from this trial? In my wisdom, I can say that I used to be the why me, and now I am. What is the lesson, Lord? What are you trying to teach me here? But there was a time when I was, why me, Lord? Why? Why me? Where are you? Where are you? Having a simple shift of focus gives us a powerful reason to stay positive in life. When we have this kind of thinking, all of a sudden, we can now see the meaning of our suffering. We don't suffer for nothing. We suffer because there's a purpose. Purpose. We're suffering for a purpose. We have read in the previous point that we must be joyful in the midst of trials, but why, James tells us, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. That's James 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, and 3. We can see here that our faith stays weak if it won't pass through trials. This is supported by the Apostle Peter when he wrote, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while, if need be, you have been grieved by various trials, that the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire, may be found to praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1, 6, and 7. Part of our Christian calling is the testing of our faith. If your faith is not being challenged by problems, then you can be certain that there's something wrong with how you live as a Christian. That is funny, not funny really. But I was thinking, is there something I am doing in my life right now that's causing all this struggle? Am I wrong living in some way? Is there something that I need to check? Is there something that I can do differently that would bring more harmony and peace in my life? Am I giving the devil a foothold somehow because of something that I'm doing or saying? If there is, please reveal it to me, Lord, because I don't want that. And what this is saying is, no. The other thing that I've said so many times is that I've felt in the past that my struggles were preparing me for the next assignment. So if that's true, which I believe it is, so far my life is, it has come to be true, then the reality for me right now, I'm having an aha moment right here on the radio and FaceTime live, that I must be in for something really big. That's what I'm thinking, is that what I'm going through right now is preparing me for something really big that God wants me to do and be prepared to do. So I'm going to find joy in that. I am. I'm going to find joy in that God thinks enough of me that he thinks I can handle something even bigger. Kind of scary a little bit, but he's preparing me. So we'll see what that is together, okay? We'll see what that is. I don't know what it is. But how about you? How about your life? What's going on? Can you do a check? Check in. Check in with God. Check in with yourself. Check your belief system. Check what's going on in your life. You having any trials? Being put to the test? What are you doing about it? What's your attitude? How are you handling that? I would say for me, I could handle it maybe a little better in some ways. That frustration kind of comes out in a kind of a, I want to beat a punching bag. And I need to be peaceful and calm and realize God's got it. That's what I need to do. How about you? What do you need to do? Assess your situation, ID what your part is in it, figure out what you can and cannot do, have a calm, have a joy. Whew, a lot there, isn't there? Okay. So therefore, stay positive in the midst of trials. Look for the lessons in our lives. Maybe God is teaching you something through your problems. Perhaps you have been tolerating a sin in your life and God is telling you to change. There you go. Whatever your trial is, you can be sure that there is a lesson that you can learn from it. I so believe that. And I want to be a student. I want to learn the lesson. I don't want to keep going through the same things over and over and over again. How about you? Do you want to do that? I'm like, Lord, okay, teach me the lesson. I want to learn the lesson. I don't want to go through this a lot. I want to just get through this lesson and move on to the next lesson. Key number 6, establish a healthy relationship with God. Yes. Trials should draw us closer to God. When we walk in the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil. Why? Because God is with us. Psalm 23:4. When we draw close to God, we draw closer to the source of all comforts. In Psalm 34:18-19, we read, "The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves such as have a contrite spirit." The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart. Do you have a broken heart? How do you mend a broken heart? Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. So the Lord can deliver us out of all afflictions if we are living a righteous life. Instead of running away from God when we have a problem, we need to run towards him. I say God never sleeps, so you can talk to him anytime, day or night. He doesn't sleep. I don't know about you, but I need my sleep. It seems like I need more sleep now than I did when I was younger. I don't know, but I think I need my sleep. I need food. I need sleep. Definitely. How about you? How many hours do you need? How many hours of sleep do you need to function at full capacity? And how often do you need to eat, and what do you need to eat in order to function at full capacity? And if you have a broken heart, what do you do with a broken heart? Does time heal all wounds? I used to say that. I don't say that. I think time might lessen it, but the wound is still there until we deal with the wound. We have to deal with it. And broken hearts, lessons learned. We have to learn from our trials. And a broken heart is a trial. It's a lesson. Does it mean to become calloused and numb? I hope not, because you're going to miss out on a lot of life if you do that. It doesn't really protect you. It screens you and puts a wall up that nobody can penetrate. We have to be vulnerable. We have to be transparent. Broken hearts can mend. We learn from them. And a lot of the times we learn a really good lesson to where we can be a better person and better for the next person that we come in contact with or that we fall in love with or want to have a relationship with, depending on the relationship. While we may think that other things may bring comfort in our lives, such as drugs, alcohol, and other worldly vices, they will just ultimately lead to destruction and not life. Boy, isn't that true. I have experienced this, and I'm sure you have people that you love that are experiencing this, where They just want to numb the pain. They don't want to deal. They don't want to think about it because it hurts too bad. And so they just numb themselves to where they really are not at full capacity. And they've just got a different perspective that is easier to handle, I guess. But in the long run, how many people does that affect? More than just that one person. It affects everybody that loves that person. And the interesting thing about this that I've learned is that a person can't convince a person to change. That person has to reach a point where they identify or accept the responsibility and accept that they have an issue. They have to say, ID that they have a problem in order to actually really receive help. And that applies in anything in life. In my business, I have to identify the problem. I have to accept responsibility if it's mine, but I have to identify the problem and then I have to figure out what the solutions are to fix it, to turn it around. You know, in any relationship we have, to identify what's our part. Look at the person in the mirror. Start with the person in the mirror, Michael Jackson. I'm going to start with the man in the mirror or woman in the mirror. But we have to look at what part are we playing. Identify there is a problem. And what part are you playing? What can you control? What you cannot control? And focus on what you can do something about. I talked to a man who's in a wheelchair and has a lot of medical ailments who can't do a lot of things. And in talking to him, I was trying to encourage him. And every time I'd come up with maybe a solution on what he could do, he kept telling me what he couldn't do and why he couldn't do it. And I said, can we please focus on what you can do? Let's just focus on what you can do. He's in a wheelchair. So, okay, he can't walk. Got it. Can he use a telephone? Oh, wow. Is your voice okay? Sure. Is your brain working okay? Sure. Can you make phone calls? Sure. You can't walk, but you can talk. So let's focus on what we can do, not what we can't do, in all our relationships. There's non-negotiables. There's things that we cannot change in another person. So then you have to decide, can you live with that or not? It sounds so simple, doesn't it? It sounds so simple, but sometimes it's not so simple. Because of feelings, because of belief systems, because of all those things that has made us to who we are right here, right today. Hi, Ruben. So, when we are weary from life's trials, Jesus commanded us, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light, Matthew 11:28-30. When you are close to God, no problem is too great for you to handle because you are not alone. You are in God's loving hands. Please identify the situation, accept what's yours, change what you can, be a blessing to someone each and every day. Hi, Cassie. God bless you. And connect with me on the Sue Free Spelt Like Fries OneWord.com show. Thank you so much. Bye-bye for now.
It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and start looking for a home. Your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters. Even rats and other varmints. It's time to call Ecola Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. Ecola has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. Ecola keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way, and their termite control is legendary. So call Ecola today for a free estimate of complete pest control at 877-332-BUGS. No more creepy crawly critters like ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, rats, and other pests. Call them at 877-332-BUGS. 877-332-BUGS. Ecola, powerful pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 877-332-BUGS.